And we welcome you back to Wolfies. It's the 2015-16 Boys High School Basketball Preview. Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski and a whole bunch of coaches that are here tonight. Man, what a great turnout. It's great to see them here at Wolfies as they have made their way in, enjoying some of the great food here at Wolfies. And this is going to be a pretty special segment right here because we're going to do a tandem. Now, Bob, you got to move that microphone a little bit closer. But we've got two coaches ready to go. Now, it's not very often that we have an assistant coach join us. But, you know, in this case, I think we'll bend the rules a little bit. Bob Walsh, longtime head coach in Lorain County and, of course, a two-time state champion at Clearview, and Oberlin joins us here. He's going to be representing Clearview tonight in place of John Sally. John had some previous commitments. So Bob, of course, back at Clearview on John Sally's staff. And then from Vermilion High School, Kurt Habermill, the head coach of the Sailors. And what's interesting about this is, Bob, you know this young man to your left pretty well now, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Very well.
Did you always know he'd be a heck of a head basketball coach? Can you sense that in a young man?
Oh, I had a feeling. I watched him play when he was in high school.
Right.
And then, of course, he went on, and then he ended up coming back. And I was very pleased to see him coming back to Vermilion where he played because I was there then. And I felt that, you know, I knew he had a love of the game. And that's it. When you love it and they have a passion for it, that, you know, you're going to be a good coach.
And Kurt, when you're around a guy like Bob Walsh, 600-plus career wins, two state championship, Lord knows how many trips to the regional and all that, do you try just to become a sponge in those practice sessions and in the locker room, just try to just literally absorb as much knowledge as you can from him?
Well, I'll tell you, at first it's kind of intimidating. You know, you're trying to think about how you're going to live up to what he set the standard for, but yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I started as a freshman coach for Bob, and I tried to attend as many varsity practices as I could after my freshman practice just so I could get whatever I could from him. And, you know, I give him a ton of credit because he was always there at my freshman practices to help out as well.
Your teams, Kurt, remind me of how Bob's teams played, and I'm assuming that's something you picked up from him, that when that ball goes up, you better bust your backside from the moment that ball goes up until that final buzzer goes off. I'm assuming, and I assume all coaches want that, but your teams remind me of how Bob's played.
Yeah, you know, probably the one big thing I picked up was he always made his practices much harder than what the game would be, and we try to do that as well. You know, we try to practice so hard that when the game comes around, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal as far as how hard you got to play and stuff like that. And I picked that up from Bob from day one, and you know, I think, you know, I know his kids always did. I think our kids do a pretty good job of doing that.
And Bob, where'd you get that philosophy from? I'm going to work you harder after school than I am on Friday night.
Well, I was always a firm believer that if you taught the basic fundamentals and you were in shape, you could play the way you wanted to. And you talk about Kurt absorbing from me like a sponge. When I get a weekend that I'm not going scouting or doing this and that, I go to watch his team play a lot of times because I love to watch his teams play. They're relentless. They don't rest. They're 150% for 32 minutes. And the thing is, so as much as he might have enjoyed watching learning from me or whatever he learned, I enjoy learning from him because I love to watch his kids play.
Yeah.
And I always say to the kids that I'm coaching, hey, watch Vermilion play. Relentless. Relentless. I love it. And I've learned as much from him as he hopefully learned from me.
And see, when I grew up, I was part of I got to watch the rim wrecking crew. I watched Oberlin all the way through the tournaments and stuff. I got to see him play Jim Jackson and all those guys. And that's where I really kind of figured out that, hey, this is what I want to do when I get older.
We were talking before we came out on the air. 30 years, Bob. 30 years ago this spring. Does that seem possible?
No.
That you won that state title at Oberlin?
Not really. And the thing, I've lost a couple of my players to that passed away and everything. And I'm sitting here looking at myself saying, old man, what are you doing here? And I said, that kid should still be here on.
Well, you're out there on the floor with John Sally working with kids, man.
That's what I love to do. I mean, if I'm in the gym and if I'm coaching and working with kids, that's where I'm the happiest.
So I'll let you speak on behalf of Coach Sally, who couldn't be here tonight, your thoughts on this Clearview team. Now, Larry Babix earlier tonight, Coach, he put the label, he put the target on the Clearview Clippers.
Well,
what do you think?
I think that talent-wise, we have a lot of kids that can really play, and if we can get them to play the way we want them to play, then I think we're going to have something. If they'll go out there and they'll listen and they'll work at doing what they want, you know, there's so many. I'm not an NBA fan. I don't like anything about the NBA. I don't watch it.
And sound like my friend Joe Tate.
Well, the NBA. Well, as I tell my kids and this all the time, the NBA is entertainment. We're playing basketball. I said it's a competitive sport. They're entertainers. We're playing sports.
Talk a little bit about some of these guys on the Clearview team that you feel if they do what you'd like them to do, if they listen to you and Coach Sally, they'll do well. Who are some of these players?
Oh, there's Antonio Bennett. There's Juan Torres. There's Lance Billings. There's Lance's little brother, Jamel Billings. we have Diari Todd, who we haven't got a real look at yet because he hasn't been able to practice 100% yet. And then Diari has a younger brother, Javon, who's really good. And then to go along with that, we have a lot of kids that were playing with us last year, and they're all raring to go and everything. And so we not only have a lot of talented kids, we got a lot of experienced kids. So, I mean, if we compete with each other in practice the way we should, we could come out with one heck of a team. But that, in other words, John and I can do all we want to do. We got to lodge it into their hearts, and if we can do that, I think we can be very good.
Can a coach do that, or do the kids have to have that in them? Is it a combination? You can help them if it's there.
I can help them if they have confidence in me and what I'm telling them. And if they have confidence in John and what he's telling them, and Kurt will tell you the same thing. You got to build a trust between, and the kids look at you and say, okay, this is what you want, and we know you know what you're doing, and they go out and try to do it.
Kurt, what I like about your teams, I wanted to ask you about, you're always a tough out in February or March. Is that a season-long process? Is that something you think about? Is it something you're always working towards? Whether you guys make the regionals or not, no matter when you get beat, you're a tough out.
Yeah, you know, to me, conference championships are a wonderful thing, and you know, it's great to win a lot of games early in the year, but we really do coach for the tournament. I mean, that's always been the way I coach and the way I believe in. And, you know, I think in my years we've had some really good teams, but I think we probably only won one conference championship in the time that I've been coaching. And I'm more concerned about where we are come tournament time than I am about making sure we have to have that conference championship. If we win it, certainly we're trying to get it. But in the same aspect, we want to be playing our best basketball in February.
Kurt, talk a little bit about the 15-16 Sailors. you got some newcomers, I assume?
Well, we're little. That's the big problem we're seeing right now. I think right now our biggest kid's 6'2", and then everyone else is under 6 foot. So it's something we're not used to. We're having to play a little differently now. And you know, it's probably the fastest team I've ever coached that we have this year, but it's definitely the smallest team I've ever coached, too. And, you know, we got kids that are going to compete like crazy with Caleb Waller and Riley Miller and, you know, Drew Dawson and Joby File, who all got significant experience last year, Patrick Sexton. But it's just going to be a new way for us that, you know, we've always liked to play fast, but this year we're trying to play lightning speed this year.
But that being said, as Rob said, you guys are always that tough out, man. It's always district time, and there's Vermilion. So I'm sure every class now doesn't want to be the class to backslide. I mean, you got that program going now where every class says, we're going to at least get to this level.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. It's like Bob said, you just got to get the kids to compete. That's the main thing. If they're there to compete every single day, you know you're going to be in the game at the end of it. And we've tried to, we focus on skills and we focus on fundamentals, but we really focus mentally on the kids, too, about competing the entire time and not backing down from an opponent. And, we play a really tough schedule this year. We got the likes of Lorain and Elyria and Clearview and schools like that, North Ridgeville. But we're really trying to focus right now that no matter what time, whenever we step on the floor, our kids are always going to be ready to compete. And, it always doesn't involve W's, but hopefully as you get along in the year, it helps you out come tournament time.
Bob, I know for you, tournament time is the greatest 3 weeks of the year. You're like a kid at Christmas, man. You're just going from gym to gym to gym. But like Kurt, do you and John also have that same philosophy that you coach for tournament time? That not that the pack isn't important, but hey, this is what we're coaching for.
Well, I would say that if you check every coach in here, they want to get into the tournament and they want to do well, because that's what it is. I mean, the season grind has always been to me to get ready for the tournament, because tournament basketball is just so exciting, and to me it is. And I think it is the kids. And the thing is, you sit there in your school who was just sitting there at the beginning of the year and all of a sudden the gym's filling up. There's more and more people. The bandwagon grows and everything like that. And everybody's really – and you just get yourself into a frenzy over the whole thing.
You're right. No.
And I love it. I mean, I got involved with that stuff early in my coaching career. And to me, I wanted to win the conference and everything like that all the time, but I just waited for the tournament. I couldn't wait for the tournament and everything, and it was nothing greater than a tournament win and nothing harder than a tournament loss.
That's true.
Bob, you're a football guy. I just wanted to ask you, did you bring a football mentality to coaching basketball? Was that part of your philosophy to be tough?
No question about it. I was taught how to work with high school students in the classroom and on the football field and on the basketball court, how to coach by football coaches. And like I said, I was the luckiest kid in the world. I was just a little kid from Pittsburgh. I came up and I got with the right people, and I had the greatest mentors in the world, and they taught me how to work with kids, how to handle kids and everything like that. And, I think it paid off 100%. And it was mostly football coaches that taught me how to work with kids. And I loved what I did, because I guess they taught me the right way.
Bob, you were a head coach as a kid. Is that not true, right?
Yes.
How old?
Yes.
How old?
13, 12.
I can't believe that Bob was a former kid.
13 years old, they give you the reins.
Well, what happened was I was on a CYO team, and my CYO team had a coach, and the coach was called to the Army, and they searched for somebody to take his place, and they couldn't. And I had been a manager since I was in the fourth grade, and I had come up and managed and all that, and then I finally was a player and all of that. And so the people who were had the team, they came to me and they said, you know more about what's going on here than any of us. Would you take care of the team? And so I held the practices, and I coached the team during. I had to put myself in.
I love it.
Take myself out. But I did it. I did it. I think maybe that's how I gained the respect of the other kids on the team at the time, because I did take myself out of games too and said. And I criticize myself more so than them. So
that's awesome. That's a great
story.
Yeah,
it did happen to me.
Everybody on the line.
Yeah, can you see it?
Yeah, but I was going on the line with them.
Oh, I know. Kurt, before we wrap things up, Bob said high expectations at Clearview. Obviously on the Vermilion side, how do you look at this upcoming season? A team in progress as the year goes along?
Yeah, I think so. It's about managing our schedule. I mean, we're – it's going to be a dogfight all year for us, but I think they'll grow from it, and I think they'll mature a little bit. We really need to mature. We don't have a lot of kids with experience, so they got to mature a little bit and get used to me probably a little bit more than what they have experienced so far. And sometimes once they get that first blow up from me, they're pretty good after it. And I'm sure Bob can tell you the same thing. You know, it's they just got to hear you once or twice, and then they're good.
What's the over-under on when that happens?
Yeah, probably one game.
This has been awesome. This has been really cool.
The biggest thing they have to do is Kurt's team and our team, we're going to have good times, and it's going to be great, but we're going to have adversity. And it's how they're able to deal with that adversity and how we as coaches can teach them to deal with that adversity and say, hey, okay, put it behind you, move ahead. That's what it comes down to.
My kids always say at practice, they watch when I walk into the gym. If I'm talking, they know they're in pretty good shape. If I'm not talking, they know they're in trouble.
I love it. Great stuff. Hey, we appreciate you stopping
by. Thanks,
Kurt. Bob, you know how I feel about you, my friend. Great to have you here tonight.
Same way. Mutual, too. Thanks a lot. Thanks,
Bob Walsh, assistant coach at Clearview. Well, he was demoted after he was 13 years old guiding the CYO team.
He's like Lou Boudreaux.
Along with Kurt Abramill. That was great stuff here at Wolfie's. We'll take a quick timeout. More to come. Stay with us on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.